This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that double standards on terrorism is unacceptable. Delivering his statement at the SCO summit in Tianjin, Mr. Modi termed terrorism as a huge challenge for humanity, saying terrorism in all its forms should be condemned. Mr. Modi said, India has been dealing with terrorism for the last four decades. He expressed gratitude to the countries that showed solidarity with India after the Pahalgam terror attack.
निर्मम आतंकवाद का दंश झेल रहा है। कितनी ही माताओं ने अपने बच्चे खोए और कितने बच्चे अनाथ हुए। हाल ही में हमने पहलगाम में टेररिज्म का बहुत ही घिनौना रूप देखा। इस दुख की घड़ी में जो मित्र देश हमारे साथ खड़े रहे, मैं उनका आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that double standards on terrorism is unacceptable. Delivering his statement at the SCO summit in Tianjin, Mr. Modi termed terrorism as a huge challenge for humanity. The Prime Minister highlighted that India has played a very positive role as a member of the SCO. He added that India's vision and policy for the SCO is based on three important pillars: security, connectivity, and opportunity. Prime Minister Modi also exchanged perspectives with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping during the SCO summit. Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral meeting with the Russian President later today. Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping held wide-ranging talks with a focus on rebuilding the bilateral ties between India and China. The Ministry of Home Affairs has constituted inter-ministerial central teams for Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab and Jammu and Kashmir to assess the damage caused by heavy rainfall, floods, flash floods, cloudbursts and landslides. These teams will conduct on-the-spot assessments of the situation and review the relief work carried out by the respective state governments. The central teams will visit the flood and landslide-affected districts. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the spectacular GDP growth of 7.8% in this quarter has proved that no one can manage the economy better than Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Talking to reporters after unveiling the Birsa Munda statue at Bhagwan Birsa Munda Bhavan in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said the top economist in the world is saying that Prime Minister Modi is running the Indian economy in the best way. He said to make India self-reliant, it is necessary to promote Make in India and adopt Swadeshi.
भारत में बनी हुई चीजें को इस्तेमाल करना चाहिए, मेक इन इंडिया को बढ़ावा देना चाहिए और भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाना है। ये तो प्रधानमंत्री जी पिछले 11 सालों से बार बार लोगों को अपील कर रहे हैं और हम लोग भी हर जगह यही बोल रहे हैं।
Oil marketing companies have reduced the price of commercial LPG gas cylinders by 51 rupees 50 paise from today. Following the revision, a 19 kg commercial LPG cylinder in Delhi will now be available at 1580 rupees. However, there has been no change in the price of 14.2 kg domestic LPG cylinders. In Afghanistan, hundreds are feared dead and injured in an earthquake of magnitude 6 that struck the northeastern province of Kunar last night. According to the United States Geological Survey, the quake was recorded 27 kilometers east-northeast of Jalalabad. The quake was felt across Pakistan and northern India, including Delhi, NCR. The IMD has issued a red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. IMD also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over East Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Odisha, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh for the next 2 days. The Indian team has entered the Super 4 of the Men's Asia Cup Hockey Championship 2025 after defeating Japan. Led by Captain Harmanpreet Singh, the Indian team will face Kazakhstan in their final league match in Rajgir at 7:30 p.m. this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.